Accepting a person in spite of his problems has a healing effect on him. Praying for a person who has experienced emotional pain is like pouring a soothing balm into his wound. Loving a person who has been rejected is the finest therapy available. And the church can provide in small caring groups for people who hurt like this so that healing and growth may come. This world is a tough place to live. Life is filled with frustrations, disappointments, and often defeats. Jesus recognized that and said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So the Bible speaks of the Christian as a soldier and the Christian life as a warfare. Oh yes, the world is a hard place to live, and the bruises occur, but praise the Lord, we are not alone. For one who is hurting, there is healing. Now that truth is so important it needs to be stated again. For one who is hurting, there is healing. Jesus is called the great physician, and he uses that analogy to describe his ministry on the earth. He said, "They that are well have no need of the physician, but they who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." He is a healer. He looked through his ministry and notice how he was moved with compassion toward those who were hurting in body, in mind, or in spirit, and how he healed everyone. Are you hurting in your mind or spirit today? I want to speak to you of healing so you can be whole. There are multitudes of people today who experience rejection, frustration, guilt, depression, and a general loss of the joy of life. But God knows. He feels. He cares. He would heal your spirit if you would let Him. So here are some steps that you can take toward emotional healing. 1. Accept God's forgiveness of sin and cleansing of your conscience. Yes, I purposefully began with your getting right with God. God made us for Himself, and there is a God-shaped blank in every person. No person can be whole unless he's rightly related to God. So take your burden to the Lord and leave it there if you would be made whole. Notice I speak of forgiveness and cleansing, two things, and you must experience both. The Bible says, 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There are the two essentials to emotional healing, forgiveness and cleansing. How do they differ? Well, forgiveness is the act of God whereby He removes the guilt of our sin and remits the punishment that's due upon it. Cleansing is the act of God by which He applies His blessed forgiveness so the mind accepts it and is released from the condemnation and guilt because of it. God calls the forgiven believer to be renewed in the spirit of his mind as he puts on his new nature in Christ. The thoughts of what he has been are dropped in exchange for the thought of what he is and what he can be. Now, remembrance is no longer an occasion of accusation or condemnation, but of joy and rejoicing over what God has done in Christ. So here's the first step toward healing. 2, join in the body of Christ to receive strength. Our relationship to one another and to Christ has been described as members making up a body. Now, we are each a member of the body of Christ, and He is our head. Paul writes of the function of the body in these words, "Every member of the body contributes its particular function to the other members with the result that the whole body is supplied, grows, and is invigorated as it grows and builds itself up in love." You must have the help of other people to be emotionally healthy. No man is an island. No one can have a wholesome life alone. Growing Christians can bear one another's burdens as well as their own and help healing to occur. But a person must be willing to receive help. Some have been so hurt they fear to expose themselves to others lest they be deceived or hurt again. Friendships are very difficult for those, but it is essential. Accepting a person in spite of his problems has a healing effect on him. Praying for a person who has experienced emotional pain is like pouring a soothing balm into his wound. Loving a person who has been rejected is the finest therapy available. And the church can provide in small caring groups for people who hurt like this so that healing and growth may come. Now, caring Christians keep asking one another about their interpersonal relationships. Will this promote healing? And thus they are like Christ, the great physician. 3, accept fact, not feeling, as ultimate truth. Someone has said, feelings come and feelings go and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. The devil has the same access to your feelings that God has. Your physical health might affect your mental attitude and your emotional status. Feelings are not a reliable guide to understanding your real self. A person might feel alone, but God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You see, the feelings of aloneness are not reliable. A person might feel unloved, but God has said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, he is loved whether he feels like it or not. A person might feel guilty and condemned even after God has forgiven him. But the Bible says if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. You see, the person is forgiven even if he feels condemned. A person might feel himself weak and powerless, but God says there is a power which is exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, which is already working in us. It says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Therefore, we're not weak because we feel weak. Yes, feelings come and feelings go and feelings are deceiving. So look at the clear statements of God in Holy Scripture. Build your assurance upon them. You can never trust how you feel, but you can always trust what God says. It is faith, not feeling, which is the foundation upon which we rest. If feelings contradict faith, keep on trusting God. The airline pilot may become disoriented when flying through clouds. He may think his instruments are not giving him a correct reading, or he may feel differently from what they indicate, but to give in to his feelings will be to crash. He must fly by the instruments, and so we by God's word, for it is never wrong. Father, we realize that in life there will be emotional ups and downs. We realize there will be bruises which we receive and injuries which we must face. But show us how to keep on looking to God for our health and for our healing. We know that Jesus is the great physician who delights to heal cases just like ours. And since it hurts as bad to have an emotional pain as it does to have a physical pain, teach us to bring all of our needs, all of our trials, all of our pains, all of our defeats to Jesus. And we thank you for the promise that you've given, that your grace is sufficient for us as your strength is made perfect in weakness. So with all of our hurts, we bring them to you now and lay them at your feet in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.